This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. I calmed down a little. I apologize for being excited, for actually having an emotion or two. I know that's not politically correct in this day and age, but, you know, you have to put up with it from me because, geez, what's happening in this country is just the most pathetic thing I've ever could possibly think of. And it's all happening outside of the purview of the people. It's pretty amazing, really. So another reason to buy from the Unicor, that's unicor.gov, Federal Prison Industries. Yes, it is an industry. It is a for-profit business when you come down to it. And when you really come down to it, what you've done is you've, as it says, it's a self-funded. So it's like having a Boy Scout troop or a Girl Scout troop and selling cookies. They try to self-fund their organization, their for-profit prison industry. Total Solutions, it says, be it turnkey management, custom solutions, small or large projects, we have the capacity and flexibility to meet your emergent needs. That's from Unicor. Yes, that's prison labor. You understand? Let's look at some of the products that they offer. Well, we talked about bed, bath, and drapery. And now, if you keep in mind, if you look at their actual catalog, it's much larger than a Home Depot catalog. It's much larger than Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like a massive, massive thing. Optics and eyewear, office furniture, chairs and seating, desks and workstation, prescription eyewear, safety eyewear, industrial products and storage solutions, catwalks and mezzanines, filters, etc. Printing, binding, distribution, brochures and catalogs, product order fulfillment services. So all these ads that you're getting from, say, the pizza company trying to get you to buy pizza might be coming from your federal prison industries. Recycling, solar and renewable energy, electronics recycling, solar panels they're building, signs and promotional items. Well, hey, now there's one that actually sounds familiar. Stop signs. That's right. Yeah, we kind of already knew that prisoners did that kind of labor. But how about awards and plaques? How about vehicle uplifts and license plates? sites, fleet and training site solutions. Do you know that these guys are actually armoring military vehicles in prison? Clothing and apparel, coats and jackets, embroidered apparel. So all these snobby ladies that go into these stores and pay thousands for something that should cost $10, heck, that might be coming from prison labor. Electronics and components, cable assemblies, circuit boards. Wow, they got a regular Chinese labor force going on here. I saved the best for last, though. I found this to be perhaps the most intriguing of all the services, and this was just limited, what we've read so far. How about inbound call center solutions and fulfillment services? That's right, folks. When you call to get your information on your bank account or your cell phone, you might be calling India, but you might also be calling the federal prison industries. You might be giving your personal information to a bunch of convicts. And of course, the convicts will store that information and the federal government will have it all. It's a great way of collecting data. What the heck, folks? How has it come to this? But also, what in the heck were we thinking in 1934 when this got started? When the president himself said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna start a prison labor company." Yeah, just executive order it. I don't need congressional approval or anything. Let's just create it. Bing, Unicor, Federal Prison Industries is created. And has been going strong for 80-plus years. Well, 80 years. Incredible. If you ask me, this is one of the most relevant looks at what America has become. It's amazing that we live in this society and we ignore things like this where we don't even know about them. That is truly, truly an amazing concept for me. I don't know about you folks. I see we have a phone call. Let's take Evelyn in Maine. How are you doing, Evelyn?
All right, Clint. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just lovely because probably a prisoner built your phone.
I wouldn't doubt it. Now, Clint, I'm so glad you're touching on this and really... It is a subject like most people don't even know about, you know, for everything that RBN talks about is so educational. I get so much out of it. I don't like to call because I'm always listening. I love the calls as much as the host. But on this subject, I can personally say there's another aspect to this that a lot of people don't realize because they wouldn't even realize a lot of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But what about the people who have loved ones in there? I'll take myself, for example. My husband was in there doing time. He wasn't a hardcore drug addict. But when he was in there, he actually gave his heart to the Lord, and he had a real change. So there is jailhouse, religion, but he had a real experience. I was a prisoner, prison fellowship worker, so that's where I met him, and I seen him. He was doing a lot of work in there, so I got alongside him and helped him do what he was doing with the men in there. I spent 12 years in there doing time with him, and what they put you through and what I seen was shameful. I mean, shameful. I seen, for example, from one prison to the other, if your loved one is moved, first of all, if you want them to have any comforts, like sheets or towels or rugs for their floor, you have to buy it new, and shoes, you know, and if it's not the right shoes or not the right rug size, and you don't get a paper, nobody tells you what to do, you're just learning the hard way all the way along. And people are afraid to talk to each other, so, you know, you just kind of take your knocks as they come. But anyway, you might buy all of this rugs and towels and sheets, and when they move them, you have to buy this all new again. And if you buy shoes and if they have shanks and you didn't know that they were supposed to have shanks in there, they'll send them back to you. Or if there's something that you spoke up for in reference to your loved one that was some wrong that was being done, you might have brought something in, and now you're coming like 2 hours, sometimes 6 hours away, and they deliberately put them that distance from where you live so that you can rent their hotels and buy your products, you know what I mean, in their stores and stuff. And I understand that when prisons are going to be made, they actually go around to the towns and they promote, you know, what you're going to have a lot of business because, you know, we're going to have this prison here and the loved ones come from so far and they'll rent your hotels and rent your cars.
Sure, the whole economy is going to be built up around that, absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. Mm-hmm. Evelyn, if you'd like to stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. Closer to the heart. Blacksmith.
You know, I imagine that one day the only option for many, many people out there is literally going to become a prisoner. literally the only option left for folks are they're going to sit there. It's kind of like joining the military. You have no option left. You know, the government has tanked the economy to the point where the where you can't get a job. So what do? You go in the military. Not because you're patriotic, but because you need money. Maybe you got a kid you got to feed. Whatever. I can see, putting all these pieces together, I can see that there will be a point in the future where the only option for people will literally be to go into voluntary servitude in prison. Literally to become a prisoner just so that you can get a job. Folks, what is this saying? When you go to prison, you're entering a forced workforce. They're training you, basically, to enter back into the voluntary society of servitude. But while you're in prison, you're forced to work. I don't know if you're forced to. I'm sure you can say no, but I'm sure they make your life hell if you say no. I'm sure that it's better than sitting in a prison cell all day. You actually get out and get to do something. And for that, it sounds like a wonderful thing. No, this is not a wonderful thing. This is horrible. I mean, just think about this. You know, there was a if you've not heard of the American Legislative Exchange Council, you really should, because they're the ones that are creating most of the laws that are being written nowadays. A lot of the Common Core stuff, most of the stuff that's going on in at the state level, a lot at the federal level too. American Legislative Exchange Council made the most atrocious statement I can imagine, and maybe this will answer some of your questions. You ever wonder why there's so many illegal immigrants? You ever wonder why government doesn't do anything about border crossings? Well, here's the perfect statement from the American Legislative Exchange Council. Here's what it stated. Very simple. Seven words. Illegal immigration is an emerging market. Shall I read that again? Illegal immigration is an emerging market. Do you grasp what this thing is, what this organization of corporations is stating here? It's referring to the private prison industry. Now, I touched on this the other day, but I want to retell this story because it's incredible. Corrections Corporation of America recently sent a letter to each of the 48 U.S. governors announcing what they are calling the investment initiative, quote unquote. Yes, that's right. The Private Prison Investment Initiative. It's a new plan to spend up to $250 million to purchase prisons from individual state, local, and federal government entities on the conditions of a minimum commitment of 20-year government contracts for each facility, now listen to this closely, with a requirement of the government to fill each new private prison to at least 90% capacity for the 20-year government contract. Guess what? If there's not enough prisoners, they'll make some, because now the government's going to be contractually obligated to fill prisons to at least 90% capacity. Now, any government or governor who accepted this letter with a smile and said, sure, let's do it, ought to be strung up on the nearest tree. No trial, no jury. This is sick. The governors of the 48 states, basically the letter states that the Correction Corporations of America, which is another corporation heavily invested in by government, wants for the governor on behalf of the entire state, that's you, that's your consent being garnered there, tacit consent, on behalf of the entire state to commit to and ensure the mass incarceration of the people, of citizens, of illegals. Because, remember, illegal immigration is an emerging market. How much money can you make off the slave labor of people who are escaping their own tyrannies, only to find out that the American dream actually revolves around the Made in America logo that has to do with private prison slave labor? What a fantastic realization that must be for these illegals. Ah, yes. You know, they have names for this, actually. Different organizations call it different things. They call it the new Jim Crow laws for the private prison industry. Some call it, the Justice Policy Institute calls it my favorite. They call it Commerce in Souls. They call it the Prison Industrial Complex, and they call it backdoor slavery. And that's exactly what it is. Constitutionally approved backdoor slavery. Folks, again, welcome to America. Hey, I think we still have our caller on the line.
Clint, this is just so upsetting because you bring back a lot of memories to me. You see, it's not just the prisoners who are doing time, it's their loved ones, see? When you go through their, those things like they have at the airports now, their machines, you can't have certain things on your person. And I have seen them just about strip pretty women, you know, just for fun, you know what I mean? Go through it again, go through the thing again. They get you controlled because if you say anything on behalf of your loved ones, you know what I mean, if something is being done to them, they take it out on your loved one back there. So you learn not to say anything because you don't want your loved one to, you know, be in trouble back there.
One of Bert's clients was actually thrown in jail, I believe, down in, if I'm not mistaken, it was down in Florida. And the things that she reported back, I kept meaning to get her on as some kind of, as a whistleblower, and Bert was just shocked at the things, the rape, the just unlawfulness within the prison. I definitely know what you're talking about. I unfortunately haven't experienced it myself. Maybe if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll be there though.
Well, like you say, it's getting to the point where there's not going to be any choices but, you know, these type of things, you know what I mean? And in my husband's case, because prison did not reform him, he did, from his drug abuse time, had HIV and hepatitis C. But they wanted him to go to their programs, and he didn't. And in the programs, he would have to stand up and say, the program reformed me, and because of the program, I'm doing so well. He said, I'll never do that because you didn't do that. So he wasn't able to get the right medicines.
And, just because he wouldn't cooperate.
Exactly. And we didn't have conjugal visits because of that. But those, you know, who went along with them, they did. But we didn't, you know what I mean? And there was a medicine that they gave him at one point, and it caused him to have really high blood pressure. And in this particular prison, they looked at the problem and they gave him something else. In another prison in Dannemora, I'm naming the prison because there's a lot of women out there that are listening, even tonight, men or people who have loved ones in prison, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, Evelyn, we're going to go to a break, so stay with us. We'll give you another couple minutes on the other side.
You want some more?
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
All right, folks.
Mommy, there's no place.
Oh, welcome back. With us on the line still is Evelyn, and then we'll get to Taylor in Florida. I did want to mention one thing, just in case you didn't know. This all boils back to something I've talked about previously, which is the privatization movement, infrastructure privatization. Yet another executive order, the bane of our existence in this country, Executive Order 12803, Infrastructure Privatization. And again, when it defines an infrastructure asset, it means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the, quote, economy. Hmm. So remember, as cities, counties, states accept federal dollars, all the things that federal dollars go to support, those are all things that can be turned into the nightmarish hell that we're talking about. Let me read that list for you again so that you understand what can be privatized according to Bush's executive order in the 1990s, 12803. infrastructure asset. Examples of such assets include, but not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, and the four things that in God's name should not be privatized: housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. All right? So now you know the backbone of this. Now you know why Reagan and Thatcher were promoting privatization so much in the 80s. Now you understand. So anything now that has all of these infrastructure projects that have been lately funded by the federal government with the fancy little names, they're all capable of being privatized. In other words, sold off to private corporations or given to private corporations through lease agreements to run and collect all the profits. That's what we're talking about here. That's the private prison industry. All right. So, sorry, Evelyn.
I'll try to be fast, Clint, because I don't want to keep you or your people. But they gave him this pill in another prison. They wouldn't listen that he had a reaction to it. He wound up having a heart attack. I was just 5 minutes away. This heart attack happened on Sunday night. I went to see him on Tuesday. Nobody in the prison even knew where he was, or they couldn't tell me. Finally, when the social worker, I asked if I can see her, if they can call her, she came down and asked me to sit down and told me my husband had a heart attack and he was in intensive care. I can go and see him. And when I got over there and found out that they weren't giving him the special, I asked him if he was on a special diet, and he said no. They were just giving him special, any food. And I went to the nurse's desk, and I said, shouldn't he be on a special diet? He just had a heart attack. And she said, well, he is. Well, the officers didn't think that he should have a special diet because he was a prisoner. And that would take him, you know, like he wasn't allowed to have no special diet. So, I mean, you go through all these changes. From that point, it just went downhill because I said something anytime I went to see my husband. In the hospital, the regular hospital, I had to spread open my legs and on the wall, and they're barking at me, yelling at me like I'm a criminal just because I spoke up for my husband. It just goes on and on like
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Evelyn. This is a wake-up call. I mean, this is... this is a call for action to people, because this kind of thing is happening again. I don't know how to get this across, but it's happening because people aren't doing anything about it, because they give their tacit consent without even knowing it half the time. In other words, all of this is happening because of us, because of our lack of empathy and our apathy. This is why this is happening. And we're the only ones that are going to change it, because it's being done on our behalf. I wish people could understand that. And also, you know, thanks for the call.
Can I just say one thing? He was getting paid 23 cents an hour back then, and this was 98 to 2007. There you go, folks.
Wow. It's just incredible. Well, that's similar to what they're getting paid today, too. All right, let's take Let's take Taylor in Florida. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to mention that, for instance, some of these nonprofit organizations like Habitat for Humanity is the one that I know of, because I've witnessed it. You know, and if you go to habitat.org, you can see, you know, it says, you know, helping families escape unsafe, unhealthy living conditions. They provide, you know, long-term financial security, no-profit house payments. So basically what they do is they tell people that they get donate, that you can donate your time or your money, and you can come build these houses. But what ends up happening is, you know, when they're building these houses, the people that are on the waiting list to get the low payment, like subsidized housing mortgages, the people that are on their waiting list, those are the people that come and put in hours on building the house, that plus slave labor, they bring in people from the prisons. They just
Habitat,
their house right up the road. That's what they do. They bring in. They had prison people there every Thursday for like months. That was the day for all the prison people to come in. That's when they got all the stucco work and everything done. And we went and talked to the guy that was the head of the Habitat for Humanity for the county, and he said, "Yeah, you know, that's our free labor right there." And then they go and they take these kind of cheap homes and that were pretty much free and from, you know, people donating to this charity thing. They take that and they, like, give mortgages to people that are struggling to begin with. And then, you know, and then when they default on their mortgage, they keep putting, you know, new people in there over and over and over again.
But, so it's kind of like a closed loop system. They actually subsidize the people with welfare, and then that welfare actually goes back into the system through the mortgage payment, and then it goes back to them after all the interest and profits through the welfare. I mean, it's an ingenious system if you actually think about it.
But it's just disgusting because you think when you go to this site and you look, you can donate, you can do whatever, and you think that you're helping people. It's supposed to be nonprofit charity, you know, there's a little charity symbol on there, but they're using slave labor to do it. I mean, I saw it, and, you know, and it's sad. You know, my father even went down and would talk to the guys when they were there every Thursday, you know, but, and another thing, I don't know if, about the Unicor stuff and about, like, commissary stuff, and is Bob Barker kind of an interesting person who's, like, really tied up in all that? Anytime you get, if you're in a prison, anytime you go buy anything from commissary, it's all, like, 90% of it's manufactured from his company.
And then I forgot about that.
If you do a search on Bob Barker and Unicor, he's connected with the Unicor thing. Like, but yeah, he pretty much any toothbrush you want to buy, anything, comes from, you know, the Price is Right guy after he did, you know, retired from that. Yeah.
God, well, and it actually has his company and his name on the products, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that guy. Oh.
Yeah. The Price is Right, Bob Barker, so.
Wow.
But I just want to mention those two things, so, you know. I'll let you get to your other callers if you have any.
Well, thanks, Taylor. That's an interesting point. And I think it's important to say that most of these so-called nonprofit charities are not what they appear to be. I mean, anything from the Red Cross, which, you know, it turns out that the board of directors of the Red Cross are the who's who in the manufacturing and rebuilding and cleaning, you know, industry, of course, and they give themselves the contracts to go into countries and clean up and rebuild. It's actually quite brilliant when you think about it. So it's all of these charities are for the most part the worst kind of evil. And it's again, they're constitutional. They're
and one thing I noticed too is some of these, like, you'll see it'll be like a Heritage Foundation or some sort of foundation that sounds got this name that sounds like it's for the environment or something, but really all they are names of trust.
Yeah, Heritage Foundation comes directly from the Koch brothers. If you want to read about them, you'll get a big education.
Yeah.
And they're actually involved with ALEC as well. I think they started ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. All right, Taylor, thanks for the call. We will be back for our final segment. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-800-800. 537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it.
Oh, welcome back. A very revealing show today, indeed. I'd like to tell you folks, now, you know me, I'm not much on supporting things, but I do want to tell you that I'm here because RBN is here, and I would like to ask folks out there to support RBN. We're having a sort of an end of the year pledge drive. Always having trouble with the financial situation, and when you're in this business, of course. But RBN's giving away, for the donation of $100 or more, an RBN t-shirt and mug. And you can call in today to give a donation at 1-800-724-2719. And just say that you'd like to support the station. Again, I can't be here. Deanna Spingola can't be here, and many other people can't be here, including Mr. Bob Tuscan coming up next, unless RBN is here. So that's all I'll say on that. I got to tell you, you know, I worked for Habitat for Humanity when I was a kid. I remember it through the church, of course. The church, I'm starting to realize the church, any church corporation, is an integral part to supporting such charities. That's all I'll say about that. Whether that be good or bad, you can decide. But I'm remembering how wonderful a feeling it was to be going down and building houses for people. Now Taylor comes along and tells me that they're not giving the houses away, that they're actually making people get mortgages. So this is not Habitat for Humanity. This is Habitat for Banks. It's to get people into the banking system. My God. Is there no thing sacred anymore? Are we that far fallen? Can we actually pick ourselves up from this? I got to tell you, I don't know what the answer to those questions are. Let's take another call. Let's take Art, who claims to be off the grid. Congratulations on that, sir.
Hey, Clint, how's it going, man?
Good, good.
I'll keep this short and sweet. I know a lot of people out there don't have the time to come, you know, to research everything that they'd be interested in. God knows I can't do it, but thankfully I know people who can research things I don't have time to. And about a year ago, I had someone who started cluing me in on Unicor, which is your big prison industrial complex.
Yeah.
And they were kind enough to help me get interested in this and provided me with massive amounts of research materials on Unicor and the prison industrial complex. And I would like to pass this information on to anyone who would be interested, because I was blown away as I began going through these 31 documents. And anyone who is interested, we're talking about 16 megabytes, which I can send through email. But you're going to have to have either a Yahoo address or a Gmail address, because these other ones like CastNet and whatever, I cannot send documents or whatever to them. But if you have Yahoo email, Gmail email, or if you have Skype, you can email me dancingwithpoi, dancingwithpoi, dancingwithpoi@yahoo.com. Put prison industrial complex or anything like that in the title line. Or you can Skype contact me, dancingwithpoi, and I will send you 16 megabytes of, which is 31 documents, along with a final document, which will give you a list of 5 documentaries that you can watch, and you can have a heyday researching this material. If you really want to know how much money is involved here in the prison industrial complex, this will blow your mind. These documents include things like financial reports for several years and a whole host of other things. Charts. I mean, Clint, this is just insane how much money they're making.
It is absolutely insane. And again, it's all based around the root of all evil, that holy dollar. I would like to get your information, if you don't mind. I'll go back and listen to this to get that, or you can contact me through my blog site or the Corporation Nation on Skype.
Yeah, I've got your Corporation Nation in my bookmarks.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. So hopefully people will take advantage of that, because, I mean,
it's a great site. It's a great site. And the videos on that, on your website there, man, they are incredible.
Oh, thanks, man. Represents a lot of time, I'll tell you that.
I've been following you and Mr. Van Buren for quite some time. Walter Burian, I'm sorry. I've been following you guys' work for quite some time since I learned about you on Deanna's show a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
but
Mr.
again, my email is dancing. Again, my email is dancingwithpoi@yahoo.com. My Skype is the same, dancingwithpoi. Contact me. I will send you this information. No charge, folks. It's free.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Take care. All right, let's take a final caller, Chris in Las Vegas. How you doing,
well,
sir?
Good evening, Clint. There?
I am, yes.
Well, let's see here. A couple of things. One, the illusion of the public-private, or we'll call it the federal family, like it's the rogue feral federal family, is that they are separate, when in fact the scheme of licensure, whether state or corporate, being the state is merely a subcorp of Corp U.S., is how they entangle and snare and assimilate allegedly separated powers. And when you have the scheme of licensure held over the head of the licensee, like the Sword of Damocles, to coerce the precise cooperation and inducement to watch the straight and narrow that they dictate under the propagandistic schemes, they become mere agents of the corporate state or the federal government and do precisely what they're told, or they lose their lucrous, egregious, unjust enrichment scheme that they thrive on.
Yeah, that federal funding.
Indeed. In fact,
it's
Justice Black says the chief enemies of Republican freedom are mental sloth, conformatory, bigotry, superstition, credulity, monopoly in the market of ideas, and utter benighted ignorance. From Attlee versus the State of Florida, 385 U.S. 3949, 1967.
All things supported through the entertainment industry.
Ah, yes, but some forms of entertainment are not conducive to credible, moral, prudent people that have common sense and actual care for their fellow human man, because sometimes they feed Christians to the lions for entertainment.
That's true. It's very true. You know what the real problem is we've got a whole generation, which is what we're, of course, here trying to fix. We've got a whole generation that has grown up, including my parents, for God's sake, that has grown up watching Law and Order and actually believe that that is how the system really works. That is really where we're sitting.
Well,
Law
we know,
and Order.
We know precisely who runs the holy hoax world of Hollywood, or Hollywood, if
yes,
you prefer.
We personally know that very well, yes.
They control the media, control the Congress, control commerce. Of course, that means war, for by war, and the commercial trades or war trades or the war mercenaries, the merchants, are insane. The whole system is rigged and fixed. It's a matrixal existence,
which, you know, and that goes back to trying to fix a system so that's originally corrupt, which is my point, and trying to fix something that can't be fixed. It's just not possible.
It's broke by design.
Yeah, it's broke by design. That's what I was trying to get at the beginning with the constitutional things. Thanks for the calls, folks, especially you, Chris.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Take care, folks. Again, support the station, RBN, 1-800-724-2719. Take care, folks.
With financial